Okay, good evening, Rabbi Isai. Shalom Aleichem. We are in Shara Bitochen, Perek Dalid. In my late time edition, it's page Shin Mem Gimel. We're in the middle of discussing how you apply Bitochen in the realm of your relationships, interactions with other people. So from there, the Chavetz Chaim is in general defining how we should view our role in society. So the general, first of all, the general gist of what you've been seeing meanwhile is that you should be viewing yourself as a giver. To be viewing yourself as a giver in society. You don't want to see yourself as what can the rest of the world be doing for me, but rather, what can I be doing? How can I be a contributing member of society, a person who is enhancing the life of the people around me, who's enhancing, who's serving as a conduit to enhance Hashem's world and to merit being a conduit of Hashem's goodness and grace to the people around us. I said that I wanted to quote a Chazon Ish. Again, I don't have the sefer in front of me now, but I will say a little bit more. The Chazon Ish says that a conscientious person, so he says, he poksha im re'ehu loy lechet vaslev. He says when he meets his fellow, it's for him a great reason for joy. And then he puts effort into thinking. He puts effort into thinking, what can I do? What can I say that will make this person come away from the encounter with me feeling good? What is it that will make, give this person a good feeling? This is how the conscientious person lives his social life. So now, I also say I had the experience of, you know, we all know people in our lives who just contribute because of the way that they relate to the people around them. They make life more pleasant. I know that when I learned in the Meir Yeshiva, so my seat in davening was near the Rosh Yeshiva, he sat at the front facing the Beis Medrash. And I sat like three benches back, pretty in his vicinity. And I used to pass his place as I entered the Beis Medrash for Shacharis every day. Reb Nosson Tzvi Finkel, Zichrono Livracha. And what should I tell you? It was kind of almost like a part of my daily nutrition was walking by him in the morning and getting his smile as I passed by. Didn't say good morning. It was the middle of davening. His nod was sometimes even just faint, but the smile lit his face. And that for me was a very important part of the start of my day. And this is something that's simple enough to do for people. And then he added another aspect of giving to the people around you, and that is to be instructing them. That is to be telling them off when they're doing something wrong, and instructing them about doing the right thing. Now, there's a very, very profound point here. We began discussing this last time, but there's a very profound point here. And that is that people sometimes tend to relate to this as a different field, meaning there are the things that I do in terms of Ben Adam HaChavera, I give a person a good word, etc. But if I correct a person, if I tell a person off, I gave the example, commenting to a person who's talking in the middle of davening. Okay? That's already a different story. That's Bein Adam L'Makom. This is already not in the realm of Bein Adam L'Chaveroi. In fact, you might even think that this is one of those areas where two different values conflict. There's Bein Adam L'Chaveroi, and in this case, Bein Adam L'Makom, your duty toward Hashem, kind of conflicts with Bein Adam L'Chaveroi. In this case, perhaps it overrides it. We have to understand that that's very much not so. If you want to do this correctly, you want to be approaching this also as a matter of Bein Adam L'Chaverah. I want to do this because it's good for this person. And the implications will be immense. You're approaching this person. Let's say, if we're using that example, you see someone who's doing something they shouldn't be doing on Shabbos, et cetera, et cetera. You approach this person not for the purpose of something wrong is happening and I have to put a stop to it, but rather, I am approaching this person because I don't want him to be getting into trouble. And therefore, I won't yell at him. Sometimes people have this instinctive feeling that if I'm correcting something, I have to say it in a cross voice. If someone is doing something wrong and I want to put a stop to it, I have to say it in a cross voice. Why? Why? It can be said with a very friendly voice. It can be said with an arm on the person's shoulder. You put a hand on his arm. Whatever it is, and you say it with a very nice smile. There's all kinds of ways of doing it that can actually give the person a good feeling about what's going on. This doesn't have to be you against him. We're all in this together. And the Chavis Zavav is, yes, he's putting this into the class of our duties towards other people. And part of what we're doing as a contributing member of society, it's not a different realm. It's all part of Bein Adam L'Chaverah. And we quoted Rav Gamliel Rabinovich, right, last week, who said that when you stop a person from talking during Kaddish, what are you conveying? I love you, and therefore I can't bear to see you talking during Kaddish. It's not, how dare you talk during Kaddish? It's, I don't want to see you getting into that mess. It's a whole different story. It's a whole different story. I want to tell a story about Rabbi Aryeh Levin. Rabbi Aryeh Levin was the what we might call the master of Teichacha. Let me give two examples of how he told people off. You have to have a personality like Rabbi Aryeh Levin, but it's an example. It's an example. One time, somebody came into the Beis Medrash nervously saying that he saw, it was late at night, and he said that he saw somebody breaking into the local fruit store. Breaking in, he was looking for money, he was looking to steal goods, whatever it is. And people were, there's 2-3 people in the shul at the time. They were afraid to go confront the thief. But Rabbi Aryeh, elderly man, said, show me where. He's going to confront the thief. So Rabbi Aryeh went to the store. And he saw the person inside with his back to him at work, looking around, poking around, taking things, whatever it is. And Rabbi Aryeh approached the person quietly from the back. And then he put a hand on his shoulder and said softly, he said, my child, my son, maybe you forgot that the Torah says lo yisignav. Maybe you forgot that the Torah says not to steal. And the person just shamefacedly put the stuff down and left the store. That was one ma'isa. There was another ma'isa where he was walking in the street on Shabbos and an irreligious fellow came over to him and very brazenly, this was like a elderly sage walking with his shtreimel and his long coat and his flowing white beard. And some guy, 18, 19-year-old fellow comes over to him very brazenly with a cigarette in his mouth on Shabbos and says to Rabbi Aryeh, it was almost like he was looking, to make his point. But he comes over to him and very blatantly smoking in his face says, how do I get to this in this street? So Rabbi Aryeh looked at him and said very softly, you need to get to this in this street? Here. He put his arm in the fellow's arm, linked his arm in his arm like this, and said, come, I'm going to walk you there. I'm going in that direction anyways. And this was already something, this fellow might have been expecting to be yelled at, to be spat at, something. This predicament he wasn't expecting. To be taken by the arm and be walking arm in arm with an old sagely looking man through the street while he has a cigarette in his hand was a very disconcerting state. Wasn't quite sure what to do with himself. So he's walking along very awkwardly, not quite sure what to do with his cigarette. I said, no, it's okay. Just tell me where to go. Everybody says, no, I'm going in that direction anyways. Come, we're going to walk together. He walks, his arm linked in his arm. They're walking together. And for like 5 minutes, they're walking through the street like that until they got to the street the fellow was looking for. And then everybody let go of his arm and just like looked pointedly at the cigarette and then looked at the fellow in the face. And the fellow just very abashedly dropped his cigarette. It's an art. It's an art. And you know what? We might not necessarily have the skill and personality to do it with the grace of a Rav Aryeh Levine. But this, yes, we want to at least make a change in mentality. First of all, the understanding that we have a duty toward the other person to correct him if he's doing something wrong. That's number one. And number two, the understanding that I want to be doing it as a Bein Adam L'Chaveiro endeavor. I want to be doing it on the same team as this person. I want to be doing it because I want to help him. And therefore, it shouldn't be done in a way of coming over and crossly reprimanding the person. No, we want to do it in a way that expresses the fact that this is coming from my care for you. Okay, let's move on. Now he continues and he says, and yes, you should be a contributing member of society in all the different ways we've been describing. Don't be doing things for people because you expect reciprocation. Not because you want to make sure that you are in a good place, you know, should you need something somewhere down the road. Also, don't do it because you want their praise. You want them to like you. You want to be popular. Don't do it because you want to gain some control over them. Rather, do it because you know that this is what pleases Hashem. Hashem is pleased by seeing you treating his children right. And you want to do you want to fulfill your responsibility, the responsibility that Hashem imposed on you toward those people. You want to do it properly. When a person cares for others with the intent of, what we discussed earlier, he wants recognition, he wants appreciation, he wants reciprocation. You know what? That is one of the greatest causes of frustration, right? When a person does for others because he wants the appreciation, and then he's not given that appreciation. It's one of the greatest causes of frustration and heartache. So if that's your purpose in doing chesed, you will most often be frustrated and hurt. V'igalarik, your efforts will be fruitless. V'yavsid zchar elo ilam abo. And you're also not going to get zchar for an ilam abo because you weren't engaging in chesed. You were engaging in investing in yourself. So don't do it that way. Don't do it with the expectation of appreciation. You're probably not going to get it anyways. And why not get the mitzvah? If a person is doing it knowing that this is what pleases Hashem, for me to treat people this way, this person, Davka, actually will get the reciprocation from people in this world. People will show their appreciation and they'll reciprocate. On the contrary, the more they feel that he's doing it selflessly rather than with self-interest, the more inclined they'll be to really express that appreciation. On the contrary, then Hashem will cause him to gain that prestige and to be praised by people. But most of all, he'll be having that reward waiting for him in the next world. It's like Hashem said to Shlomo, also what you have not asked for, I have given you. Meaning, if you do things for the right purpose, Hashem will provide all kinds of bonuses. But don't do them for the purpose of those bonuses, because then you'll likely simply not to end up getting them. Okay, we will end here for tonight, Bezos Hashem.